A blizzard will impact portions of the western Corn Belt as we move into the early part of next week, and it looks like it'll have a significant impact on travel as well as livestock across the region from Kansas and portions of Nebraska into Wisconsin, Iowa, and portions of Minnesota as well as upper Michigan. These areas are likely to be impacted by the storm in a rather significant manner, with wind speeds sustained at 25 to 35 miles per hour and gusts of 45 miles per hour at times. And we'll likely see a very heavy region of snow coming out of Kansas and Nebraska and through the heart of Iowa to Wisconsin. Those areas will see 6 to 12 inches of snow easily, and it looks like there'll be some localized amounts getting into the 12 to 15 inch range. The snow will come with that wind, and the temperatures will fall, and as a result of all that is, of course, some very hazardous travel conditions, and we'll look for some significant stress for livestock across the region. All of this occurs a little bit later into the first part of next week. Looks like Monday into Tuesday will be the stormiest period of time, and while all that is going on in the western Corn Belt, we're going to see rain and perhaps a few strong thunderstorms occurring from the U.S. Delta area northward through Indiana, parts of Illinois and Ohio to southeastern Michigan. And some of the precipitation totals will be rather impressive for a few areas. I do think that there will be a chance for some local totals in the 1 to 2 inch range in several locations. Now, most of the heavier precipitation will be erratically distributed across portions of the Midwest. I would expect, though, the area from the northern Delta into parts of Illinois and Indiana to be probably most favored for some of the more significant rain totals. And we'll expect that to occur over a short period of time, so there will be a chance for some local flooding, perhaps. And we'll look for the storm system to move out of the region fairly swiftly. As we move into midweek next week, Wednesday and Thursday, conditions should get much better across a large part of the region. Well, the temperatures are going to continue to be rather warm across a fair amount of the region as we move forward through the next few days, taking us through the weekend for the eastern Midwest. Western areas will probably cool down already on Sunday, but the temperatures ahead of the storm system are going to be somewhat impressive, with temperatures well above average, seeing some readings getting up as warm as 50s and 60s across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest. Some of those warmer temperatures will be focused for 2 or 3 days, and so winter hardiness in some of the wheat crop will likely diminish, and we'll expect to see the colder weather that comes on next week to be well timed in order to protect that crop for down the road. Well, the 50s and 60s will already be present today in the southwestern Corn Belt in Kansas and parts of Missouri. Everybody else in the Midwest will see highs in the 20s and 30s north and 40s and some lower 50 degree readings in the rest of the south. Tomorrow, we'll look for the highs running in the 30s and 40s and across the Great Lakes region and upper Mississippi River Basin area, while 50 and some 60 degree temperatures occur across the southern half of the Midwest. Most of those 60 degree readings, though, will be limited to a few spots in Kansas, southern Missouri, western Kentucky, and maybe the southern tip of both Illinois and Indiana. And then as we get into the day on Sunday, the highs will get above 60 up across the Ohio River Valley area, and then we'll start a cooling trend in all of the region. We'll look for the high temperatures on Monday afternoon, 20s and 30s in the northwestern Corn Belt, 40s and a few 50s still lingering in the southeast. The cooler weather will overtake the rest of the eastern Midwest as we get out towards Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. Low temperatures at night will slip back into some single digits and teens in the north and some teens and 20s in the south, with even some sub-zero readings back in the upper Mississippi Basin. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.